For your host, Larry Toonforce.
Welcome to a Motivational Monday, October 25th. Do I dare mention Christmas is 60 days away? Oh, yeah, I know. Start your shopping early, and I'll send you my list. This is Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. I'm your host, Larry Toonforce. And just to give you a little bit of sports activities, God, can you believe the Cardinals are 7-0? Wow. I never thought I'd see something like that. They said in the news this morning that only the Cardinals are 7-0. Nobody else is in the NFL is 7-0. So that's pretty cool. Tonight we have the New Orleans Saints take on the Seattle Seahawks. I say tonight, but it kicks off at 4:30. That game can be heard on KNTR Sports, 94.3 or 100.5, depending upon where you live, or 980 AM if you're in Lake Havasu City. That AM station covers all of Havasu. Speak Out each and every day is brought to you by TWN Communications. They're partnering with MEC to bring us fiber-based internet to our community. They were working on my street the other day. It's coming in February. I'm so excited. Fiber-based technology ensures that you have access to faster internet speeds, keeping your home and your business connected. Pre-register today at MojaveElectric.com/broadband. And remember, when you pre-register, it's not going to cost you anything. You're not committing to anything. You're just saying, send me more information. You can also call 888-227-2095. Can you tell my music today is Kenny Rogers? Yes. And no, Lucille's not in here. She already left us. Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training. Locals and visitors take their pets there for a day, week, or longer. Vacations are no longer a problem. Dog training is available. They do one-on-one or group classes, and they also do protection dog training. Pets love it at Risen Star. Call 754-3006 or stop by at the end of Air Park by the airport. Mojave Mortgage. This is the guy with all the money. Yes, if you need some money, you need to know the name Chad Hansen. Exactly. If you need a vacation home, maybe you want, you know, maybe next summer you'd like to be in Williams or, you know, or the Wallapies, and you want a little vacation home. An investment home. Maybe you want to add on or refi. Well, you pick up the phone and you call Chad Hansen, 288-2691. You go in, you sit down at his desk, you fill out a couple pieces of paper, and you look up, and he's gone. He's disappeared. Let's say you needed $225,000. Okay, well, you're filling out the paper. He disappears. He goes down to the vault under his desk. And the vault, you know, is the size of Dot Foods Underground. It's huge. Every shelf has money on it. He goes under there, he grabs a silver platter, he puts your $225,000 on it, comes up and just hands it to you. It's that simple. Almost. Call him up, 288-2691. He's the Lake Havasu City Business of the Year. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery, they're ready to fill your belly with your favorite meals, entrees, and desserts. Enjoy delicious breakfast, an awesome lunch, or a mouth-watering dinner. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner are available all day long. And then, don't forget, then there's the pies, the cookies, the muffins. Oh, yeah. And you can take a whole pie home starting at $9.99. Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. Yes, they're kicking off the fall season for savings with an annual seasonal pass, a Sundowner golf pass, and then there's discounts for active and retired military and first responders with ID. See why Laughlin Ranch is the number 4 golf club. Number 4 in Arizona. Check it out at LaughlinRanch.com. All right, in the studio, and we have someone who's never been here before. Welcome. How are you, Anita?
I'm doing well. How
Anita
are you?
Is the Public Information Officer with the Mojave County Sheriff's Office, but they call you Public Information Specialist, right?
That's my title, I guess. Yeah. And I don't know how special it is, but.
And how many hats do you actually wear?
Not as many as you would think.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh,
public okay. information is my sole job, so I don't. A lot of other agencies, their PIO also does
yeah.
grants and administrative and stuff. Thankfully, that's my sole
oh,
focus.
You're lucky then. Okay.
Yes, very lucky. Good.
Yeah. See, I taught fire and life safety and was the PIO.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So sometimes you have to wear two hats.
Yeah.
And also joining us is the newly appointed Captain Bob Volbrecht. Hi, Bob.
Morning, Larry.
How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm very busy.
The new... he starts whining already. You see that?
Oh, I've been whining for years. You know that, Larry.
The new jail commander. Wow.
It's a lot of responsibility.
Yes, it is. How many inmates do you have today?
425.
Okay. But it'll hold more than that, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. In other words, go ahead, commit crimes. He has room. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Let's not put it out there.
You don't want that way?
That's a secret I'd like to keep.
Okay. Now, are you starting to relax a little bit with COVID as the numbers have gone down? Are they gone down in your facility?
Well, right at this moment, no.
Oh.
We have 2 employees that are out, and we have 14 inmates that are positive at this moment. So,
oh, okay.
I think right now is probably one of the highest points.
Wow.
But we do our best to keep it under control. We're maintaining a quarantine system and doing a lot of testing. So we're trying, but it sneaks in. So.
And when the sheriff's office or one of the police departments brings you a new inmate, you have to test him right away or her?
if they have symptoms, yes, we do.
Okay.
But if not, then we just place quarantine. Them in quarantine for 14 days, and we supplement that quarantine with testing, PCR testing.
Right.
And that way, because it's very difficult to keep up a 14-day quarantine for all the new inmates that come in.
Well, so. Yeah, because your jail wasn't built with a quarantine area.
No.
You know, like hospitals have that, but you guys weren't built that way.
No, not at all. We've had to sacrifice housing units for quarantine, which disrupts the normal flow of business in a jail. So.
Because the biggest problem that you have in the jail is moving inmates. Yeah.
Yes, moving them from place to place.
Right.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, that's when problems occur, right?
Right. And since the pandemic, a lot of movement has been stopped. We do a lot of court. Our court appearances are done by video now. We've added video courtrooms in our jail. Any office space that wasn't used, we've had court IT come over and
stick put in a camera.
Oh, yeah, definitely, because the judges have grown fond of that too. You know, instead of having
and that'll
seven
probably
or eight
be the
inmates.
New norm, don't you think?
I'm hoping, yeah,
yeah,
it's a lot easier.
It makes it easier for you guys just to move Barney Rubble into an office, and he sits in there and he does his courtroom, and then he goes back to the cell.
Yes, and let's face it, it's safer that way.
Yeah, because you're not taking him all the way to Bullhead or Havasu to the court.
Sure.
So that's less vehicle traffic and less individuals. You
right.
know, you send somebody to Bullhead, that's a person that you've lost also for the day.
Or, that's true.
Yeah.
And anytime someone's out of the secure environment, it poses a risk. So
right.
We know.
And we've seen that in our
state. Absolutely.
Yeah. We're not luckily not in Mojave County, I don't think.
Not from our point of view.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but just a couple of years ago, we had some inmates that jumped somebody, and they were missing for a while. Then the marshals finally found them, and those things aren't good.
No.
So yeah, the more you can keep them in place, the better off you are.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. What about visitation? Has visitation been limited with COVID?
Well, that's it was, and because the only visitation we had was people coming in. Friends and family came into the building, even though it was video, they still had to come in. But now we have a new system where it's remote visitation. So for a fee, people can visit inmates right on their cell phone.
Ah, okay.
So
FaceTime type thing.
Yeah, very similar.
Yeah.
Very similar.
Is it through like a sheriff's office app or something?
It's through our contracted phone service provider. So,
okay.
So they have, we've set that up. People can schedule ahead of time and visit from wherever they want to. They can visit from their car. They can visit from home,
from
across the country.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So that's kind of made that easier for you also.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. That people can come in to our lobby and visit for no charge, but for COVID restrictions, we can't allow too many.
Right.
People in at once, so and you know, hopefully, when this all goes away, things can be back to normal.
Although the idea of visiting on phones back and forth is not a bad idea, is it?
No, I think it's much more convenient for family members.
Well, and even
friends.
For your agency, you don't have to move them to a new room, do you?
No,
yeah,
but we didn't before. Not since we've been in our jail on Highway 66. It's when we were in Pine Street. Then there was a lot of movement, but
right.
The jail we have now is is set up so we don't have to do a lot of movement. Everything is pretty much right in their housing units.
So as they built the new jail, they made a lot of improvements, and especially in the world of safety.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's good. So as you take over as commander, do you have a little list over here in your drawer of all these things you want to change and things you want to improve?
I have some ideas, but to be honest with you, I've been a part of a lot of the things that we are doing now. And so working very closely with the previous captain, Don Bischoff, I've learned a lot, and I think we've created a lot of good systems that I'd like to carry forward. So my list of changes is certainly not a priority right now. And
Okay.
I think down the line maybe I will do a few things differently, but it's, right now I want to keep things as they are.
And for for the most part, it's a fine-tuned tool?
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
Good. All right. Do you have to write press releases for – I know you just wrote one for Bob being promoted, huh?
Yeah, I did a news release for Bob's promotion. If there are incidents in the facility, then typically we will send out information about it. If there's any in-custody deaths for whatever reason, I know we had to do one when we did have a COVID outbreak, if you want to call it that, in the facility. If there's incidents at the jail, we'll put out information about that.
Okay. What for you to release information, how do you verify it, or who do you get it from? Like, let's say there's a I hate to do this, but let's say there's a murder in Mojave Valley.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How do you get the information?
So typically I'd get the information directly from the detectives that were involved. They'll usually send me an email regarding all the information that can be made public, and we'll go from there. If I don't get anything directly from the deputy or detective involved, I'll pull the report myself.
Oh, okay.
And kind of build a synopsis from the officer's report, and that's where the felony arrests come from. So, like, if there's a felony arrest, I'll just read the report and type something up from that.
Okay.
But usually if it's a major incident such as a homicide or shooting or something like that, that information will come directly from the detectives.
Oh, okay. And they bring it right to you, or they email it to you? Mm-hmm. And then if there's something that occurs late at night, are you aware of that when you come in at work the next day?
Yeah, usually the guys are really, really great about having something in my email.
Oh, good.
As soon as I get to the office in the morning.
That makes
really,
it
really
easy,
good
yeah.
About that. Yeah.
Yeah. I'd hate to see something happen in the middle of the night, and they go, oh, I forgot to tell Anita, and it's this big rumor going around Golden Valley or something about this thing that took care of
it.
That happened.
Even if I put something out, the rumors are still happening.
Oh, well, that's true. That's true, yeah. Because then we always have the people who don't believe the version, you know. Just like the people who, when we had the big shooting in Las Vegas, they kept saying, there was a second shooter, you know. And I said, well, wait a minute. So let's just think of all the agencies that had to lie about this if there was a second shooter. You know, you got Metro, then you got the fire department, then you got the ambulance company, then you got all the hotel employees, you have all the individuals that were at the concert. Oh, and let's see, then we have ATF and FBI, and, you know, all these people told the same lie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know. But the rumors still fly.
Yeah.
But nobody sits back and asks that question. Wait a minute, let's think about this for a minute. No, that's funny. All right, let's take a break. We're going to come back and chat more. Our phone lines are open, 702-298-1063. Give us a call. And as I mentioned, we're going to play Kenny Rogers all day on Monday.
On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services agents have built relationships with you, one conversation at a time. And we're as committed as ever to providing you with that level of service. As part of your community, we're here for you, answering insurance questions and helping make sure your financial goals are on track.
Your Farm Bureau expert in Bullhead City is Greg Eidness. Call 763-8464.
Farm Bureau Financial Services. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Is the air in your home or office circulating perfectly and always at the right temperature? No? Call 758-2400. Jeff Wilson at Arizona Comfort Solutions is just that, your solution to a comfortable atmosphere at home or at work. When was the last time your system was serviced by a professional? Not just a new filter, serviced to last you until summer. Jeff and his team are prepared and trained to service any residential or commercial heating and air conditioning system. Service contracts for twice a year are available. Call Arizona Comfort Solutions, 758-2400.
Summer is a great time to slip on your sandals and show off your toes. But first, some of you may need help with your feet. Hello, I'm Dr. Thomas Hook, your podiatrist at Western Arizona Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. I can help with your foot or ankle issues, including ingrown and fungal nail care, wart removal, heel pain, hammer toes, and bunions. Again, I'm Dr. Hook. Make an appointment today, and let's get you back in your sandals. 928-444-1491.
When you need an electrician, you want experience, you want quality work, and you want a fair price. Those are the same qualities at Walker Service Electric. Keith Walker takes pride in his team, their quality work, and the final price. He has for 27 years serving all of Mojave County, residential, commercial, industrial, repairs, upgrades, or new construction. Call Walker Service Electric, 928-718-9444. Put the number in your cell. You never know. 928-718-9444.
Meet Susan. She's a wife, mom, and friend with a long day ahead of her. Susan's drinking a caramel macchiato, unaware that her car is about to go kablooey. ATCO Auto Repair is the friend that picks you up when your car decides to leave you stranded. With over 80 years of experience, ATCO Auto has seen it all and handles it all with the fairest rates in town. Don't hesitate to get your car checked up, or you might end up like Susan. Call ATCO Auto Repair in Bullhead City, 928-444-1155.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall.
All my life was
brought to you each and every day by ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair. Transmission services start at $99 for most vehicles. You change your oil on a regular basis, but when's the last time you thought about that transmission oil? It gets very expensive if you don't have it changed. Spend the $99 about every 40,000 miles. Speaking of oil change, you get a free oil change with a tune-up, complete auto repair, and complete transmission service at ATCO. Call 928-444-1244 or stop by on the hill on Alta Vista right behind Hobby Lobby. Spot On. Processing credit cards has never been easier. Spot On is locally operated with a local representative and available to do all your setup and do all the processing for you. There's no hidden fees, no long-term contracts. You can go month to month, and funding is available the next day. Spot On also integrates Google and Apple Pay. Spot On services Kingman, Bullhead City, Lake Havasu City, Needles, Laughlin, and even Henderson. Call Thane O'Brien at 928-706-2784. Dreams are a Farm Bureau Financial Services. If you think you pay too much for your insurance, call Farm Bureau Financial Services. Sit down with them. Let them look at your policies. See if there's a way they can save you some money. Maybe they can bundle a couple things, you know. They're the experts. Stephanie and Greg, they know all about insurance. Call 763-8464. They can take care of your life insurance, your home insurance, your auto insurance, and your commercial insurance. And believe it or not, Farm Bureau also does ranches and farms. Yes. Call 763-8464. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, serving Laughlin, Bullhead City, and Fort Mojave with clean, sanitized facilities. We have the Laughlin Walk-In here in the mall. They have the Mojave Clinic on Highway 95 by Target. They have the Imaging Center at Hancock Road and Train, the Outpatient Rehabilitation Center at Gold Rush and Silver Creek Roads. Then over on the Parkway, Warm Sea has wound care, sports medicine, orthopedic surgeons, podiatrists, family doctors. It's a busy place. Then, of course, the hospital on Silver Creek Road. If you don't feel well, you need to talk to one of those buildings, or you have a medical question, pick up the phone and call 763-CARE, because they do, or 763-2273. Claudia answers the phone, and she'll transfer you to someone who can help you or whatever building you're looking for. And now we're back in the studio with Anita and Captain Bob. So now, was your wife Darcy, was she excited when you got this promotion? Did she say, oh, good, I get to work less now?
Oh, no. She reminded me right away that captain is only a rank that I hold at work.
So, okay.
You know, so she's happy.
Yeah, I would imagine so, yeah. Yeah, okay, all right. So, Anita, do you get calls at 2 and 3 in the morning that says, we need to get this out right away? And you go, there's no media open at this time.
Well, unfortunately, I'm one of those on-call all the time people. It never stops, you know, crime doesn't stop. So there are times when I get calls in the middle of the night and, you know, I pull out my laptop and kind of shake the sleep out and, all right, let's get to work.
Because you're fortunate. You can do it from home, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
The technology is amazing, and I can do a lot of it from home.
Thank God for all that technology, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they can call you and say, I'm sending you this. You need to get a press release out right away.
Mm-hmm. And weekends, nights, holidays.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
There it is.
Now, what happens when you go on vacation?
I have a laptop and a phone that goes with me.
Well, so when you're on vacation, you're still on call?
Sometimes. There are times when I can have somebody at the office.
I'm going to the Grand Canyon. There's no phone service.
We're doing a family vacation in December, and I've already said I am not taking it with me.
Yeah.
My
wife and I just went on a two-week vacation. I didn't take my laptop, but you can do 99% on your phone. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know, next time we go anywhere, I'm going to put that thing on your email that says, I'll check this when I get back.
Mm.
Yeah.
I do have a lot of return signatures, whatever you want to call those, that, you know, I'm out of the office until. But there are most times I have the laptop with me, and my kids know if mommy's work phone rings, everybody's got to be quiet.
Yep.
And so. Yep.
Because you're one of those people who gets to carry two phones, huh?
Yep, all the time.
I know. I see so many people come in here, and they're carrying two phones. I'm like, oh,
yep.
Man. See, at the fire department, they gave us an opportunity to just use one phone. And if you used their phone, you paid $35 a month. If they used your phone, they paid you $35 a month. Yeah, I know, I thought it was a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
So I switched to, and I hate to say it, but I always had a better phone than the fire department. You know, I was probably just one step ahead with technology. You know, I had a BlackBerry when everybody else still had flip phones. And so I said, well, I'll use my phone then. And then I finally went to the iPhone. But mm-hmm. Yeah, it makes it easier when you just carry one phone.
See, I prefer separate.
Yeah.
Because then I have, you know, the work phone and the personal phone are two separate things.
See, now I do business, and so everything's one phone.
Mm-hmm.
So I never know when it rings, if it's going to be a family member or a customer or the sheriff. You know, never know who's calling. So, Bob, with the inmates, as far as COVID goes, because when Don was in here a few months ago, he mentioned that I guess they went through a pod area and asked everybody who wanted to be vaccinated, and he said 30 of them said they did, and the rest of them all said no. But then when they wheeled in the cart with all the shots, a bunch more said, well, as long as you're here, I'll get it. Are you still finding that from time to time?
Yes, we're still doing clinics regularly. And yes, we'll get a few people that will request it. And when we go there, then, of course, people start coming up. And
isn't that funny?
You know, since you're here.
Yeah. Yeah, as long as you're here. Oh, yeah, that life-saving check? Yeah, I think I'll take it right here in the arm.
Yeah, I think it's really helping. But yeah, we're being aggressive about it. So try to keep that out as much as we can.
Yeah. And now you have a new hospital director.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mike Burrup.
Right.
Yes. He was a guest on here for over a year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's been in the community for quite some time. We're pleased to have him. So
good.
Yeah.
Good. Because the hospital side of it is not ran by the sheriff's office.
Right. We contract that out. So yeah it's another. But we have 24-hour care, and so he's the administrator for
right
that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you don't want to know about medicine, huh?
Well, you know,
you got enough on
I
your
got
plate.
Enough. Yeah,
yeah. All right, let's take another break. We're going to come right back. Don't forget, Paul Lavoie's up after the top of the hour. He's got Buster Johnson.
While she lay sleeping, I stay out.
Is your electric bill making it hard to budget? Mojave Electric can help with our budget billing plan. With budget billing, your electric payment is the same each month based on your average usage from the previous 12 months. Applications for budget billing are due October 31st. If you have questions or need more information about budget billing, please call 928-763-1100 or visit MojaveElectric.com.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
How well is your credit processor treating you? Merchants who partner with Spot on Transact save nearly a mortgage payment annually. They enjoy local representation with best-in-class customer service. Industry-low rates, no contracts, state-of-the-art hardware accepting Google and Apple Pay. And now, with the acquisition of Appetize LLC, Spot On serves hundreds of pro ballparks, concert venues, colleges, and universities, and are ready to assist you with your enterprise business. Call Thane O'Brien today, 928-706-2784, or T O'Brien with an E at spoton.com.
Multi-grain pancakes, veggie omelets, fiesta burritos, avocado toast. Yep, just some of the breakfast items at the new ProFit Kitchen in Bullhead City. Healthy, filling, and great tasting. Check it out today. Riverview Mall at the end of Marina. ProFit Kitchen has a full breakfast, full lunch, and complete dinner menu. Plus nitro coffees, organic teas, protein shakes, custom drinks, and wellness shots. Plus meal prep solutions. Try ProFit Kitchen today. You'll be glad you did, and so will your body. ProFit Kitchen, Riverview Mall.
No one enjoys bugs in your home or office. You definitely don't want spiders or scorpions. Barron Pest Solutions can keep you from seeing bugs and spiders. Barron uses safe and effective products for inside and outside your home or office. Barron's certified technicians are trained to take care of your scorpions, sun spiders, ants, and rodents. And they use products safe for pets and children. Call Barron, 758-5499. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality. Experience. Family. 758-5499.
Hello, Chad Hansen here, CEO of Mojave Mortgage. You've heard everyone under the sun talk about low interest rates lately. In fact, interest rates are on the rise, and I want to help as many Mojave County homeowners take advantage of these low interest rates before they're gone forever. As I've said in the past, refinancing now is the biggest no-brainer in the history of no-brainers, and I still stand by that. Visit MojaveMortgages.com. That's MojaveMortgages.com. Mojave Mortgage, tall on integrity, short on fees.
NMLS number 1830581.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Brought to you by ProFit Kitchen, the all-new healthy restaurant in the Riverview Mall. Healthy breakfast, healthy lunch, and healthy dinners. You'll find them tasty, filling, and good for you. Yes. How does that happen? I don't know. You got to go talk to Eric. Plus, he has ProFit Kitchen also offers nitro coffees, organic teas, protein shakes, and meal prep solutions. And that's Eric's idea of a TV dinner in 2021. That you go in, you fill out a little menu, and you say, I'll take this for lunch. He goes in the back, he makes it right up, brings it out, and hands it to you in a nice plastic container, ready to go, and there's your lunch. You just take it to work. Some of them you have to warm up, some of them you don't, you know, depending on what you want. And they start at $8. See the whole menu at ProFitKitchen.com. That's KITCHIN.com. And if you cook, stop by, because Eric likes to talk to you. He opens every day at 7 o'clock. He's up on the weekends, 9 a.m. Barron Services, experts in pools, design and installation, experts in alarm systems, home or commercial installation, repairs and replacements and monitoring, experts in pest solutions, residential and commercial, and Barron uses products that are safe for your children and your pets. Call now for a scheduled treatment, 758-5499. Arizona Comfort Solutions, is it nice and comfortable in your home or your office? Well, if not, pick up the phone and call them, 758-2400. They can take care of your thermostat. Oh, your air conditioning, your swamp coolers, your furnace, your heaters, and your heat pumps. They know it all. So call them if you need service. And the best thing to do is set up with their annual service where they come before each season changes and they fine-tune your equipment and you're ready to go. Call up and ask about it. 758-2400. Legacy Rehab and Care Center, they continue to be a four-star rated facility by the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. They continue to constantly sanitize and test everyone in the building for COVID. Legacy services include physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapists. Plus, it's a skilled nursing facility. Call 758-1404 or stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City. Barbarita Realty Consultants, Kevin Barbarita himself, is over 35 years in local real estate right here in Laughlin. Yes, first-time buyers, no problem. Foreclosures, no problem. Home sellers, come right on in. Luxury homes, he's got them. New construction, also no problem. Property management, senior communities, short sales, and timeshares. Barbarita Realty Consultants, call 702-420-9321. Who sang that with Kenny Rogers on that one? Kim Carnes. See? You didn't know that, Bob?
I didn't know it.
Ah, did you know that? Now, you grew up in Kingman. Are you a country girl?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
But not, put that microphone right up in front of your mouth so we can hear you. There you go. But not country music?
No, country music. I have quite a range of music.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, that I prefer, yeah.
Besides country?
It depends on the day, yeah.
Yeah? So if we go out and you look in your car, what you're going to have it on KNTR, of course. But normally, what station?
Usually I think I listen to, I'm trying to think what the name of it is. It's 96.3, the alternative rock. Ah. My kids and I crank it up in the morning on the way to school, and we all kind of get pumped. And
wakes everybody
for the day.
Up?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
yeah.
fine.
Get
okay.
the kids moving and ready for their day.
Good, good. Bob, are you having a hard time finding people that want to work in the jail and move inmates and register inmates and...
Well, funny you should ask this, Larry. number one thing on my mind today is to talk about staffing our jail. I see on the news people are leaving their careers and starting new things, and many are opening their own businesses. I suggest start a life in law enforcement, and the best place to start is the jail.
Because you can, number one, you can hire them at 18, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and to be a police officer, you have to be 21?
Correct.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Not like our friend Rod Head, who, when he became a police officer, his mom had to buy his bullets. Yeah.
No, it's a wonderful career, I have to say. Something I had never thought of before. I think we talked about this the last time I was on. And it was a joke that was made to me, and I took it seriously, and I've loved every minute of it, so... and starting as a detention officer, and
because your background is restaurants,
absolutely,
yeah.
I had had enough of that life, and I wanted something new, and this came along, and like I say, I've really enjoyed it.
But at the same time, I'll bet the jail has pretty good food.
It does. It does have good food.
Because you've overseen that, huh?
To a degree.
Yeah. Caller, did you have a question?
Yes. How are communications handled within the? Within the jail, is there a PA system? Can inmates respond?
We have an electronic voice messaging system. So if an inmate wants to reach out to any of our departments or to myself, they can do that via the phone system. So there's all different departments listed. They can choose which department they want to leave a message for. And do it that way. There's also a paper system where they can write an inmate request form and send that to the appropriate department. But we prefer the electronic version, and we check that regularly and respond back.
And then you probably have the ability for an emergency to make an announcement over a PA system to the whole building.
We do have that kind of communication as well, thankfully, we don't have to announce too many things over the PA system.
Good.
So,
if an inmate has an immediate need or needs assistance immediately, is it very difficult for him to contact help?
Absolutely not. The every single cell that we have in our facility has an intercom, a working intercom, and there are a couple of intercoms located in the day room of every housing unit. Those intercoms go directly to the control operator who oversees that housing unit, so we get immediate assistance. Plus, there's a floor officer that is in range. So
shouting range?
Yeah.
Help!
Yeah. Yeah, so, no, emergencies can be handled immediately.
Now, on that note, do inmates have their own individual cell? I mean, this isn't prison, right?
This is jail, and not every the cells hold only up to two people, with the exception of two of our housing units that hold six people. Again, there's an intercom system in there too, and inmates are human, and they look out for each other. So if they know that something is happening, a seizure or somebody is just not feeling well, they look out for each other, and they'll alert somebody too.
Good.
So, but that's a very good question. Yes, we have a quick response system.
Thank you, Kenny.
Thank you.
We started talking about staffing. And the fact that you can start off as a detention, which you did, you started as a detention officer, now you're in charge. There's room for an advancement.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, I moved from detention officer to corporal, then to sergeant, and then lieutenant, and now captain. But, there's a lot of different things you can do. And for those who want to become street officers, work for the patrol division, for Mojave County Sheriff's Office, this is the best place to start, because you get to feel what it's all about and the ins and outs. And now the sheriff has raised our starting wage, so it's a little more competitive and a little easier to live on jail salary.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. So
jail salary.
Yeah.
Detention officer salary.
Yeah. Exactly.
Caller, did you have a question?
Hello.
Yes. Did you have a question?
Yeah. Do you guys do a work release up there?
We have stopped work release since the pandemic hit, so it just reduces the chances of the virus coming into our jail and affecting and infecting other inmates. So right now, no, we're not doing the work release program.
I used to work in San Bernardino County and work for the fire department. I'd get to, these work release guys, a pain in the butt.
Well, thank you.
They'd have to go back to jail every evening, drive their own car,
Well, thank you for the call.
Yeah, thank
okay.
you.
All right.
Because I think even the prison that's out on the highway, I think they even had to stop it, because Bullhead City was using people, and so was the college for a long time. And I think Bullhead City had to send a van up and then bring them down, and the same with the college.
Well, if we did a work release, they would constantly be in quarantine, and that's not conducive to good mental health to be in quarantine forever.
No. So it could happen at some point in time when the pandemic maybe goes away. I don't know.
Well, hopefully when the pandemic goes away, the jail can go back to normal operations.
So. Good. All right. And there's an academy for new hires?
Yes. We put on our own academy right in our facility, taught by our training officers and our sergeants, corporals, and even detention officers that are qualified to teach and want to teach. In fact, nobody teaches in that academy that doesn't really want to, that isn't passionate about the subject that they teach. So
okay, good.
So we it's not the best academy in the world, but it's geared to our facility.
Department.
It is, and it gets us through. So
how long is your academy?
It's 5 weeks of classroom and some physical training and defensive tactics.
And it's held there in the jail.
Yeah, right here, right in our facility.
So
yeah.
When you can do hands-on, they've got an area to go and do hands-on.
Yeah, we have our own gym.
Because I know the law enforcement, the academy, I think, is in Havasu.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. So then after that academy, the classroom portion, we have an FTO program, our field training officer. So they're each
partnered.
Recruit is partnered up, yes, with a training officer. So they spend 3 to 4 weeks with them, and based on their level of growth, we can extend it if we need to, or
oh,
we
okay.
can shorten it up if we need to. So, but it's usually right about at least 3 to 4 weeks. So
is it a double-edged sword when one of the corrections officers comes to you and says, "Hey, Captain, I think I want to go work for the sheriff."
Yes, it's a double-edged sword, because we don't want to lose them, but by the same token, we need good people on the street as well. So
and the sheriff probably likes those calls from you when you call him up and say, "Hey, Doug, it's Bob, and Fred here wants to come be a deputy."
And let me tell you about Fred and all his shortcomings.
Let me tell you what's wrong with him. Well, you don't want him, so you can keep him as a detention officer. Yeah.
Oh. We wouldn't ever hold anyone back, never. So
well,
if someone's deserves that promotion or that move, then it's their career. Certainly, right. We will not stand in the way.
And my son's an L.A. County deputy, and there in L.A. County, they start in the jail. They don't have correction officers.
Correct.
They use deputies.
Yeah.
And you're in there for 1 to 2 to 3 years sometimes. So you really get a background and an education about inmates.
Correct.
Before you hit the streets.
Correct.
So even in Mojave County, if you're a detention officer for a year or two and then you hit the streets, you've got a big education in your under your belt.
Yeah, it's a major stepping stone. They learn a lot. So
yeah. So do you ever use deputies in the jail to help fill in or for vacations or anything?
We are currently, because of our staffing crisis, we're using a few deputies 2 days a week to help fill gaps. Sheriff and lieutenants over there have been kind enough to loan us a few folks
oh, okay.
from the street.
Good.
And they've been a big help. So So, yes.
Excellent. So, and then that gives them an opportunity to learn, too, from these guys.
Correct. And I believe they're incorporating, from the patrol side, they're going to incorporate a week at the jail to the to their training regimen. So I think that's very beneficial.
I do, too. I do, too. So it gives them the background of an inmate and how they think. Yeah.
Right.
Which makes you a better officer in the field.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because cops aren't used to thinking about how a criminal thinks. But when you have that background, it makes it a little easier.
Yeah, a guy from a fast food restaurant doesn't know how a criminal thinks either. And
exactly.
I can tell you it was different when I first started. But yeah.
Did you ever get robbed at Wendy's?
Yes.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Wow.
And an off-duty Bullhead PD officer happened to be behind the car that robbed their drive-through window.
So he's sitting there in his car waiting to order his burger, and he sees the guy in front of him stick a gun in your face? That doesn't
very,
go real
very
well.
Very similar. It couldn't have worked out better for us.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Wow.
So.
Situational awareness.
Exactly, yeah. that poor guy's going, how did I get the cop behind me?
Yeah. Have all the luck.
Yeah. So he was apprehended immediately.
Very quickly, yes.
Good. Well, that's good. Yeah.
Yeah, we got those burgers back.
Yeah. There was a time when Domino's in Bullhead City was Wendy's, and Bob and his wife owned it.
Yeah, yeah. That's correct.
Yeah. For how many years?
Six.
Six. Yeah, I was going to say a few years. Yeah. Yeah, we could get those 4x4s.
Yeah. Out of a 23-year career at Wendy's, I had a lot of difficulty making money here in Bullhead City for some reason. I don't know if it was the location or what it was. Certainly had nothing to do with me.
No. It wasn't you, Bob. Yeah, yeah. So maybe just the time. Maybe, you know, who knows.
But I'll say this. When it was time to close shop, we had already fallen in love with the community, and so we just decided this is our home. So,
yeah. Because you and your wife are both dedicated to our growth and development, and she sits on a few committees around town.
We were, at that point, we were highly involved in the community.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Darcy still is. You're not anymore.
Well, I'm involved in my own little community now. Highly involved.
It's so. Called the jail. Community of 425 inmates.
Yeah, it's a gated community. That's good, Anita.
Yeah, I work at a gated community. Yeah. That's very good, Anita. You're quick with that one. All right, let's take another break. If you have a call, question, call us up, 702-298-1063. We got about 10 more minutes, and then Buster Johnson with Paul Lavoie after the top of the hour.
I can't remember when you weren't there.
Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery is fully open and ready to fill your belly with your favorite meals, entrees, and desserts. From the kitchen, enjoy a delicious hot breakfast, an awesome lunch with sandwiches, burgers, salads, and more. Then the mouth-watering dinners. Make your summer complete and yummy. All delicious, fresh Perkins pies from the bakery start at $9.99 all July. Banana cream, chocolate French silk, cherry, strawberry, or caramel apple. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in Bullhead City.
Your dream wedding, shower, reunion, or corporate event can come true at Laughlin Ranch, Arizona's premier golf course, clubhouse, and spa. Minutes from the Laughlin Strip, Laughlin Ranch offers stunning views of the Black Mountains, great food and drink, flexible reception areas inside and out. For celebrations of all sizes, learn more at laughlinranch.com or call 928-404-6006.
Retirement and estate planning can be complicated. Hello, I'm Jack McFowler, founder of East West Financial. I specialize in retirement planning, estate planning, asset protection, guaranteed retirement income, and investments with principal protection and final expenses. I have over 30 years' experience with many different plans available. Some plans even start paying immediately. Call me. Talking and questions are free at East West Financial. 928-888-9828. That's 928-888-9828.
For value and style. Come on, let's meet and really spend the day. For locals and for tourists, there's no better getaway. See a movie, hit the food court, bring your family down. For all the best shopping, it's the best place in town. Something for everyone. Meet me at Laughlin Outlet.
Golden Star Kennel is Mojave County's boarding standard of excellence and where your pups are safe. You simply wouldn't leave your children in the hands of just anyone. The same goes for your furry four-legged family. Risen Star Kennel invites you to participate with your pups in their group dog training classes. From protection dog training to obedience and even certified for service animal training. Don't forget grooming. Risen Star Kennel is the standard. Visit RisenStarKennel.com or call 928-754-3006.
Have you heard the good news? Mojave Electric Cooperative is partnering with TWN Communications to bring you a fast internet solution using fiber optics. Whether you're streaming from home or need a customized solution for your business, we have a plan for you. To learn more and pre-register, visit MojaveElectric.com/broadband. That's MojaveElectric.com/broadband. Or call 888-227-2095.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative. Do you have your co-op connection card? If you do, you save money at Riverside Lanes, IHOP, Bunbury Flats, yes, Bullhead Vape Shop, just some of the places around town, First Chiropractic, Mojave Shred, yeah. Some of the places you save money with your co-op connection card, it goes right on your keychain, and you just show it, and you get 5%, 10%, 15%, you never know. So, if you like to save money, stop by their offices on Hancock Road and pick yours up today. It's free. Or call 763-1100. The Laughlin Outlet Mall. And then we now have four restaurants downstairs. And upstairs, we got clothing. We have sports items, Levi's, sunglasses, chocolate, boots, Pendleton's, Levi's, shoes, hats, gifts, art, vape products, and a thrift store. On the front of the building, we have, that faces Casino Drive. We have a pet daycare, a medical clinic, a dollar store, and a nail salon, and much more. No, the building's not for sale, and no, they're not going to tear it down. Walker Service Electric. Keith Walker has people all over Miami County every single day taking care of electrical problems at businesses and homes, new construction, and Highline Power. If you need an electrician for any reason, call 718-9444. Keith Walker will send somebody over, take a look at your job. If it's a small one, maybe they can fix it right then and there. If they need parts or something special, you know, you want all new lights in your house, or, you know, maybe you've got those bulb lights in your hall and now you want the nice flat ceiling lights that are brighter. I know that because I did it. Call 718-9444. East West Financial Services, retirement and estate planning can be complicated, but not with East West Financial Services. They specialize in retirement planning, estate planning, asset protection, guaranteed retirement income, and investment with principal protection and final expenses. Many plans are available. Call Jack. He's been here for 20 years. He knows what he's doing. 928-888-9828. And we got about 5 minutes left. And, of course, the information officer wants to inform you about a candy crawl.
Yes, we are having our fourth annual candy crawl event on Halloween night. It's a trunk-or-treat style, event in the parking lot of the Sheriff's Office in Kingman. Tons and tons of candy are given out that night, so it'll make your kids happy. Nice, safe environment. We have people from search and rescue, from posse members. Usually one of the big boats is out there. And then we have public safety agencies from around the county, too, that are there, usually the fire department, rangers.
Cool.
You know, there's a lot of different agencies that come together for that event because we want to promote the safe, fun environment for your kids to be in on Halloween night.
How fun is that? Mm-hmm. Now, there is a press release you forgot to get out over the weekend.
Uh-oh. Which one?
I understand your chief deputy, I believe, won the race in Kingman.
He did. So that was our undersheriff.
Undersheriff.
Yes.
I can't keep track of those two guys, what their titles are.
Yes. He won the celebrity showdown of the street drags in Kingman.
For the second year in a row, right?
So no. The first year that he was involved in the celebrity showdown, he came in second in the finals, and he was very determined to get his comeback, you know, and get that first place. So he the finals was him versus Jamie Clark from Department of Public Safety.
Jamie was in here last week. Yeah,
so he was pretty excited that he took the trophy this year.
Well, good.
Yep.
Good for him. Well, I know they raced from the Kingman Police Department to the Highway Patrol. I said, wow, how do you do that and not get a ticket?
Yeah.
But they did it.
The drags were a really, really great event. It was really good to see the community
come
out.
Did you take your kids down there and watch them?
I didn't. My kids had soccer, so I was there.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
Soccer
goes all day long.
Yeah, yeah. It was very loud, but it was nice. I was right next to the drag strip. And
oh, you could hear it there?
Yeah.
What part? Okay.
Yeah, it was a really great event.
Good.
Really glad to see that came back.
Fantastic. Well, and now, did he walk in this morning with a real big head as the winner?
I haven't seen him yet this morning, so I don't know.
Yeah, I'm sure he did. Does he ever come over to the jail at all?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? He noses around?
He noses around, yeah.
Yeah, he walks in there. I'm the race winner.
That's a great guy.
Yeah. We get a good team. You get a good team at the sheriff's office, and you got a good team under you, Bob?
Yes. Yeah, very solid group.
Good. All right. Is there anything else we need to bring up? How do people get in touch with Anita if they need to call them and ask her a question?
You can always call the main office at the sheriff's office, or the main number, and ask for me or ask for the public information office. I also run all of the social media sites for the sheriff's office, so our Facebook and our Instagram I monitor daily.
A lot. So you can always send you a message through there.
You know, if anybody ever needs to get a hold of us, they're welcome to reach out to us on social media or call the office and ask for me directly.
Okay. And Bob?
If you have questions, you can contact the jail and to the directory, get to pretty much any department that you need to get to.
And so, if someone's listening, and because usually my audience is a little older, so they have a grandson that wants to be a detention officer or a son that wants to be a detention officer, where do they start?
Well, the best place to start is on the Internet under the Mojave County website, and go to the employment section, and their detention officer one is the job title. So
okay.
We can apply
start filling it out,
submit, and you're on your way. We'll call you as soon within a day.
How long is the process from the day that they fill that out to the day they get called and then they start an academy?
From the time they fill it out, depending on what day of the week it is, if it's a Friday, then it may be a couple of days over the weekend. But I'll get the application and screen it immediately and then forward it to my assistant who will get a hold of the applicant either via text message or email or phone call. We do whatever we can to make contact, and then there's a little bit more paperwork to fill out and then a quick interview, and we do a little background investigation.
Sure.
And then a final interview. It's been moving along pretty good lately for a law enforcement position.
Two or three
position.
Weeks for you?
Mm-hmm.
2 or 3 weeks?
Yeah.
Good. And are they paid for the time that they're in your academy?
When they're in their academy, sure. Yep.
And they're given a uniform and everything?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. Good deal. Well, thank you both. Appreciate you both coming in. Good information. If you need to call the sheriff's office, give them the number one time.
928-753-0753.
All right. Thank you both.
Thank you, Larry.
Everyone have a super day. Paul Lavoie's up next. We'll see you tomorrow.
I know it's late. I know you.
The voice of the free. KNTR Talk 106.3. KJJJ Laughlin HD2.